Journey to Pentecost, week 7, day 116, May 16th, 2024. At my right hand. The scripture for today comes from Acts, the 2nd chapter, the 25th through the 28th verses. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Devotion. What wonderful news it is to know that the Lord is always with us. We say it all the time, but David makes it certain via his dream that the Lord is with us. Can you imagine being in a place of despair, worried and unsure of the outcome? Then you look over your right shoulder and see the Lord just resting there. Your heart then rejoices because now you know you can make it through and on the other side. The Lord will never leave us in tumor, Hades, or hell. He wants us to experience life at its fullest. After all, he above wants us to be in health even as our soul prospers. Let us remember this. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Psalm 16 and 11. The key here is to stay in the presence of the Lord. As you continue on your journey to Pentecost, remember there is no other place where you can find perfect peace. Yes, we try other forms of activity to find peace, but the best peace you can ever get is in his presence. Prayer. Lord, I thank you today for your Holy Spirit. I thank you today for the peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you today for the peace and the joy we get from being in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.